The city of Ketchikan has been slowly replacing its old cast iron water mains installed in 1964 because, as this recent incident shows, they don't take stress well. This particular break, like all the others that have happened over the past few years, was the result of the ground shifting under the pipe. That means the pressure around the pipe was no longer uniform, and that caused the break.
The call came in to notify us that there was a potential, well, not a potential leak, there was a leak. It was about 2:30 this morning.
That's the city's water division manager, John Kleiniger. He says he's grateful to the city resident who reported water bubbling up through the pavement at that intersection. Crews quickly mobilized to shut off water service and start repairs. Customers along Washington Street from Tongass to First Avenue were the ones affected.
Got the water main repaired so that the people that were involved on that block are back in service. That was about 8 o'clock this morning. Now, basically, the road repair has to be made.
Crews had to tear up the pavement to get to the broken pipe, leaving a large hole in the middle of Tongass Avenue. The road will have to be repaved, which means the pipe problem will continue to affect traffic for a few more days.
So the concrete will be poured probably about noon today, but then it needs 3-4 days to cure, to build adequate strength. So the restricted traffic patterns that you see now will continue until Tuesday, September 8th.
Kleiniger says the city has about 6 miles of the old cast iron water mains remaining in the ground. He says they'll eventually replace all of it with modern pipes that stand up better under pressure. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.